Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. The reason why, and I ended here yesterday, the reason why that 43rd verse of Acts 10 is so vital. Let me read 42 and 43 together. This is the conclusion of Peter's sermon to the house of Cornelius. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that, through his name, whoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. So Peter sets Jesus up as the judge of the living and the dead, and that judgment is ordained by God. Now we know, according to John, Jesus said, I come judge no one, but rather to be judged. And so Jesus becomes the judged for all the living and the dead. Every prophet had witnessed towards him. And the conclusion that Peter comes up with is that whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins, or also forgiveness of sins. Now, it doesn't mean that man's sins are not forgiven until he believes. All sins have been forgiven. But once a man believes, he receives the remission of those sins. He takes possession of the knowledge that he's remitted of his sins. And in that, he begins the life of a new creation. And so Jesus is the key towards you understanding what has happened on your behalf. Now, why verse 43 is so important to this context? Outside of the context, it's important because of the truth that it conveys about forgiveness. Within the context, it's important because verse 44, the next verse says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And I think it's interesting that while Peter is talking about Jesus being the forgiveness of sins, the Holy Spirit falls. And it's, to me, it's clearly because the Holy Spirit always follows the glorification of Jesus. Jesus said, when he comes, he will not glorify himself, he will glorify me. Jesus is talking about who and what the Holy Spirit is going to glorify. And so who and what the Holy Spirit glorifies is the man, Christ Jesus. So when Jesus is lifted up, we see manifestations of the Spirit. I can tell you, having been in this my whole life, nearly 4 decades, when Jesus is lifted up, that's when you'll see the Spirit move. I've seen a lot of emotion that was called the Holy Spirit, but it doesn't change people, not permanently. It just has temporary effect. But if you want to see permanent change in lives, then you need a visitation of the Holy Spirit. If you're going to have a visitation of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have a glorification of Jesus. And as Christ is lifted up, the Holy Spirit visits. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, could anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. And so the end of the 10th chapter should not be confusing. It should be clear. God chooses who he chooses. And if they'll receive by faith, he'll pour out the Spirit upon them. And we can get into all kinds of arguments about whether you got to be baptized in order to truly be saved, or whether you got to speak in tongues to be. The reality is, these men went looking for God, and God sent a messenger to them, and Jesus moved in the room. They received forgiveness of sins. There was a manifestation of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit in fullness, and thus there were gifts that came out of that. They were baptized after the fact. I think it's another indicator that water baptism is an identification of salvation, but not the way in. If it were the way in to knowing who he is, then you wouldn't see them know him prior to being baptized. Water baptism is not the way to knowing who he is. The water baptism is the way to knowing who you are. When you're baptized, you identify with the resurrection. So you identify that you're a new creation. God doesn't want to leave the house of Cornelius with just an emotional attachment. He wants them to know who they are, and so thus they are baptized. We'll move on tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.